The man in the lead, wide and strong, aimed a kick at the skinny boy's feet and caught him. Skinny dipped low, arms straining for balance, a sprinter crossing the line. Panic drew his teeth into a grimace of desperate fear. He knew what it meant to obey gravity. What the cost of losing one. His feet, seemingly working alone, knew similar. They kicked up tarmac dust, hoping to find much-needed traction. The second assailant drew level, throwing a punch at the boy's shoulder. And it was over. He was down. They were on him. The whisper of trainers scuffing powdered dirt and the bass of landing fists consumed Mark Riss, alive to the pitch of Skinny's voice, betraying the difference between bones connecting with flesh and piercing metal with the same. Skinny cried out with every thrust, the knife blows producing a shrill whimper that chilled his heart, made him wince. As he approached, taking stock, Mark Riss became aware of residents hanging back in gardens and on block corners. The others who moved to his rear, dressed in the bright trainers and designer shirts of hustlers, blocking his escape. "Leave him," he said, arm crooked behind his back, fingers barely touching cold metal. The existence of the knife reawakened against his spine. "Let him up." The first man kept pounding. The rest turned on their heels, heads craned over shoulders, casual as business. "Fuck you." Ignoring him, they continued. Mark Riss took a two-step run, kicking the stabber in his ribs, sending him skittering across the pavement, an upended crab. The people watching cried out, mostly in shock, some anger. There was enough time to punt the second between his legs, so he fell across Skinny, his weight causing the boy to roar pain. The crowd gave another cry. When the third leapt to his feet, Mark Riss flicked the knife and held the blade erect, circling on light feet so he looked each crowd member deep in the eye, keeping peripheral sight on the men. Third's weapon was drawn, thin and rusted. He crouched, arms wide in an empty, awkward embrace. Sensing what came next, the crowd gave room. "This got nothing to do with you! Man's teeth! Check him pockets! Him still have it!"